This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. AP correspondent Charles De La Desma reports on a new Hamas truce deal proposed during Ramadan.
A Hamas official says the militant group has put forward a new proposal for a ceasefire deal. International mediators had hoped to broker a six-week ceasefire before the start of the Muslim holy month of Ramadan, which began earlier this week. But talks stalled with no agreement in sight. Now senior Hamas official Osama Hamdan says the group has put forward a new plan along similar lines as its previous demands. He declined to give details of the plan or explain how it differed from any earlier ones. Mediators had proposed a deal that called for Hamas to free dozens of hostages being held in Gaza, Israel to release Palestinian prisoners it's holding, and a major influx of aid into Gaza. I'm Charles De La Desma.
As Palestinians lined up for aid in Gaza early Friday, Palestinian officials said two Israeli attacks, one in central Gaza, the second in the north, killed dozens of civilians. Israel's military said it was looking into the two incidents. The incidents come 2 days after U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said on Wednesday that Israel must make the welfare of Palestinian civilians job number one in its conduct of the war against Hamas in Gaza. On Thursday, the European Union's foreign policy chief, Josep Borrell, said Washington should put more pressure on the Israeli government to facilitate aid into Gaza. Voters are heading to the polls in Russia on Friday for a three-day presidential election that is all but certain to extend President Vladimir Putin's rule by six more years after he stifled dissent. The election takes place against the backdrop of a ruthless crackdown that has crippled independent media and prominent rights groups and given Putin full control of the political system. For more news, please join us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The United States' top military leader is touring U.S. arms plants with Republican lawmakers to show that Ukraine aid boosts jobs here at home. We get the details from the AP's Lisa Dwyer.
As they stood before massive rocket launchers built in part by their Arkansas constituents, Republican lawmakers were getting an unambiguous message that a Ukraine aid package that stalled in Congress will not only help in the fight against Russia, but also support jobs in their districts. General C.Q. Brown's trip is part of the Pentagon's full-court press to get the House to move forward on a $95 billion foreign aid package that's key to getting critical munitions for Ukraine flowing again. The bill includes roughly $60 billion for Ukraine. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
As fires broke out and violence continued in the Haitian capital, Port-au-Prince, a powerful gang leader threatened political leaders who are set to take part in a planned transitional council in governing the Caribbean nation. Under pressure from the United States, Prime Minister Ariel Henry announced on Monday that he would step down once the transitional council was in place. The calm following Henry's announcement eventually gave way to a resurgence of violence, including an attack on a police academy on Thursday. Haitian authorities have expanded a nighttime curfew until Sunday. AP correspondent Norman Hall now reports on major internet interruptions in Africa.
A dozen countries across Africa suffered a major internet outage on Thursday. The MTN Group, one of Africa's largest network providers, said the disruptions were a result of failures in multiple major undersea cables. Network disruptions caused by cable damage have occurred in Africa in recent years, but the head of research at NetBlox, which documents disruptions globally, says Thursday's disruption was severe. Internet analysis firm Cloudflare says at least 10 countries in West Africa were heavily impacted, including Ivory Coast, Liberia, and Ghana. I'm Norman Hall.
Senegal's top opposition leader Ousmane Sonko was released from jail late Thursday ahead of the country's presidential election scheduled for March 24th, according to his attorney. Sonko and his key ally were both set free, according to the lawyer speaking to the Associated Press. Supporters gathered at Sonko's house and at other locations in the capital Dakar to celebrate. It wasn't immediately clear how their releases would impact the election. Sonko had been in prison since July and has fought a prolonged legal battle to run for president in the upcoming election. As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.